一起保持站立来做祷告。
Let us remain standing in silent prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你的创造，因为你的恩典，因为你的慈爱，让我们今天可以来到这个地方敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because by your grace, by your blessing, and by your creation, we are gathered here in this place to worship you.
我们知道你在创世以前就借着你的儿子主耶稣基督来救赎我们。
We know that even before creation, you have appointed Jesus Christ to save mankind.
我们知道在2000年前，你的儿子真的来到这个世间。
And we know that 2000 years ago, your son indeed came to earth.
来传福音。
To preach the gospel.
来让我们知道你要救我们回去你天家。
To let us know that you want to save us into your heavenly abode.
但是你的儿子只在这世上待了三十多年。
Your son was on earth for 30-some years.
真正传福音只三年多。
But only spent three years preaching.
这是将近2000年前的事。
And this happened about 2000 years ago.
2000年后的今天，我们来这边敬拜你。
2000 years later, we are here gathered to worship you.
我们来找寻你的儿子。
We come to seek your son.
有那么多教会都是。用基督的名来建立。
There are so many churches that call themselves upon the name of Christ.
是不是每个教会都是你所设立的呢？
But is every church appointed and established by you?
是不是去每一个教会到最后都通往神你那边去呢？
Is it that every church will lead us to your presence in the future?
这是我们必须明白的。
This is something we have come here to understand.
求你让我们有这个智慧。
May you grant us this wisdom.
让讲的人有这个智慧。
So that the speaker can have this wisdom.
让听的人有这个智慧。
And so the audience here also has the same wisdom.
求你的灵运行在我们中间。
May your spirit abide with us.
让我们找到你所设立的那个真正得救的教会。
So that we can find the true church that you have established.
我们的机会全献上这样的祷告。
Before our service, we offer this prayer.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归主的圣名。
Blessing, honor, and power and glory be unto your name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣为了救赎世间的罪人，
In order to save the sinners on earth,
主耶稣钉死在十字架上。
Jesus was crucified.
借着他的宝血，我们的罪得蒙赦免。
And through his blood, our sins have been redeemed.
借着他的身体，他设立了教会。
Through his body, he established the church.
所以在他的身体里面，我们可以来敬拜天上的真神。
Therefore, in this body of Christ, we can worship the Heavenly Father.
所以教会是基督的身体。
It is in this way that the church is the body of Christ.
教会的头是主耶稣基督。
And the head of the church is Jesus Christ.
有这么多的教会。
There are so many churches out there.
是不是每一个都通往永生？
But is it that all of them lead to eternal life?
主耶稣跟我们说，不是的。
Jesus tells us that the answer is no.
所以我们再次来看看马太福音七章十三节。
Let us once again, see Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
马太福音七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。十四节。
14.
引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。所以主耶稣来跟我们讲。通道永生只有一种门路。
Jesus tells us that there's only a way and a gate that lead to eternal life.
啊，可能有很多人跟你讲啊，信这个宗教，信那个宗教啊，最后都是一样，都是到天国去。
But some other people might tell you that this religion and that religion are no different in that they both lead you into eternal life.
啊，其实他们都是在拜神，可能名称不一样。
They all worship God, but they have different names. That's the difference.
主耶稣不是这个样子。
But Jesus said it is not so.
天下人间只有靠着耶稣的名我们可以得救。
For only one name has been given under heaven through which we can be saved.
所以这个天下人间只有一位救主。
Therefore there is only one savior under heaven.
主耶稣基督。
Which is Jesus Christ.
我们靠着他可以到天父那边去。
Through him we can go to the Father.
所以主耶稣说他就是道路真理生命。
Therefore Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the life, and the truth.
人不借着他不能到父那边去。
And no one, apart from me can go to the Father.
更明白的讲，人必须信基督教才能到父那边去。
Said more explicitly, we need to be Christians in order to go to the Father.
所以这个永生的门就是基督教会。
And therefore, the eternal gates of heaven is the church of Christ.
也就是耶稣基督本身是那个门，是那个道路。
And Jesus Christ himself is the way and the gate.
他说，找到的人很少。
He says that few are those who find it.
门窄路小，不是人走不进去，是有条件。
It is not that people cannot enter this narrow.Gate and walk on this road, but there are requisites to tread on it.
神要每一个人进去。
God wants everyone to be saved.
但是有条件，有规定。
But He is setting forth requirements and requisites.
神照他的旨意来设这个门。
God has established the way that the gate according to His will.
神照他的旨意来设这条路。
And according to His will, He has set the road.
你必须找到。
You have to find it.
你不只要找到，你还要进去。
Not only you need to find it, but you need to enter into it.
这个时候你才可以得到永生。
Then you shall be saved.
这是神设立教会的目的。
This is the objective for which God established the church.
啊，所以更明白的来讲，
so、
这个永生的门路就在基督教会。
More clearly, this way and this gate are in church.
是不是每一个基督教会都通往永生呢？
But is it that every Christian denomination will lead you into eternal life?
七章十五节，你们要防备假先知，他们到明年这礼拜，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的。
Chapter 7 verse 15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
所以主耶稣这样就跟我们讲，你们要小心了，有很多人看起来好像是羊。其实是狼啊。
Therefore, Jesus says, "Beware, for many appear to be sheep, but under their skin they are wolves."
所以主耶稣说有假先知。
Jesus says there are false prophets.
先知是来传神的话。
The prophets are supposed to preach the word of God.
让我们到神那边去。
Leading us to the presence of God.
假先知来传鬼的话。
The prophets come to preach the truth of the devil.
让人到鬼那边去
，so that they lead them into Satan.
所以主耶稣说你们要防备啊。
Therefore, Jesus says, "Beware."
主耶稣也说，在末世的时候会有假先知、假基督。
Jesus says also that in the end times, false prophets and false Christ will arise.
所以不只有假的工人。
So not only there are false workers.
还有假的教会。
There are false churches as well.
他跟你说基督在这里，基督在那里。耶稣说你不要信，也不要出去。
They tell you Christ is here, Christ is there, but Jesus says, do not believe and do not go out to see.
那 信仰是不是哦一直在防备，一直在看这个看那个
？So do we prevent and defend ourselves constantly in faith？
这是信仰的目的吗
？Is this the objective for our belief？
信仰的目的是肯定的信，明明白白的信，清清楚楚的信。
The purpose of our faith is to have a clear understanding and firmly believe in something。
啊，所以主耶稣会有给我们一个肯定的一个教会在哪里
？Therefore, Jesus gives us an assurance of where the true church is。
说这个永生的门路要去找。
And he says that we should seek the way that leads to salvation.
所以主耶稣教我们怎么去找。
In this way, Jesus tells us how to seek for it.
主耶稣也教我们一个真正得救的真教会是一个怎么样的教会。
He also teaches us what kind of requirements a true church needs to fulfill.
所以我们一面防备。
Therefore, on one hand, we prevent and defend ourselves.
我们一面要寻找。
And on the other hand, we seek.
我们一方面也要根据圣经，根据主耶稣的吩咐来看，这是不是一个真正的教会
？On one hand, we discern and judge according to the truth in the Bible.
所以主耶稣来这世界，传三年多的福音。
Therefore, when Jesus came to earth to preach the gospel for 3 years,
升天去了
，and then ascended.
升天前有特别的交代。
Before the ascension, he gave a command.
门徒啊，你们应该怎么去做啊？
He said what the disciples should do.
因为这个救人的工作要借着教会来做。
Because the work of God needs to be done through God's workers.
这个救人的工作现在要从主耶稣的手上交给这些门徒。
And this mission is handed over from Jesus Christ's hands to the disciples.
所以门徒该怎么去做？
So what should the disciples do?
那我们门徒一代传下去，那将来的人怎么知道哪一个教会是从主耶稣来的？怎么知道哪一个教会是真正让人得救的教会
？And after the disciples hand over the truth to the next generation, how are we to know which is the true gospel of salvation?
看一下马可福音结尾的地方。
Let us turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16,
十五节
，verse 15。
主又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”十六节
，16。
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。这是主耶稣交代给门徒的工作。
This is the commission given by Jesus Christ to the disciples.
教他们怎么去救人。
Teaching them how to save.
传福音给他们听。
How to preach for them to believe.
福音就是让人得救的神的声音。
The gospel is the Son of God that leads unto eternal life.
但借着人来传。
Which is preached through the mouth of man.
人信了之后要接受洗。
After men believe, they should be baptized.
所以你信了也接受洗，一定得救，这是主耶稣答应的。
Therefore, Jesus Christ's promise is that once you believe and you are baptized, you shall be saved.
所以那些不信的，你本来就是在罪中，你不愿意被救，所以你一定会被定罪。
And as for those who dwelt in sin and are unrepentant, they will be condemned of their sins.
那你这些信的也受洗了。
For us who have believed and have been baptized.
有得救的机会。
We have the opportunity to be saved.
主耶稣在这边说，必然得救。
Jesus says, you shall be saved.
但是你们要努力进窄门。
However, you should strive to enter into the narrow gate.
所以主耶稣说，那这些教会有什么现象你可以来肯定说，哦，这是主耶稣所设立的教会。
Therefore, what signs or what telltales can we see in the churches to identify whether they are from Christ or not?
十七节之后说，信的人必有神迹随着他们，奉主的名赶鬼说新方言。
It says that signs will follow those who believe.
十八节说，手能拿毒蛇，喝了毒物也不受害，可以按病人，病人就好。
Verse 18, they said that they can take up serpents and drink poison and nothing will happen to them.
这些都是神迹。
These are miracles.
但神迹当中他特别讲到会说新方言。
But among these miracles, he said they shall speak with new tongues.
人怎么会说方言？
How do men speak in tongues?
人受神的灵感动会讲话。
They can speak whenever they are moved by the Spirit of God.
这是在旧约的时代。
This is what happened in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约的时代，
And therefore in the Old Testament,
只有先知，受灵的感动讲话。
Only prophets will speak out of the movement of the Spirit of God.
啊、所以扫罗被设立为王的时候
，Therefore, when King Saul was appointed king of Israel.
之前他也受灵的感动，所以他也讲话。
Before he was also moved by the Spirit and he spoke in this way.
啊、所以有人说，哎，扫罗也是先知吗
？So people ask, is Saul listed among the prophets?
啊、所以当事人知道，只有先知才会受神的灵感动来说话。
So at the time, people knew already that only prophets will be moved by God to speak out.
但是主耶稣升天之后
，But when Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
不是只有先知会受感受话。
The speaking of tongues is not only limited to prophets.
信的人会说新方言。
All who believe shall speak in new tongues.
也就是受圣灵讲方言。
In other words, they will be moved by the Holy Spirit to speak in tongues.
在五旬节圣灵大降的时候，圣经说他们就。讲起别国的话来。
When the Holy Spirit descended in Pentecost, the Bible described that they spoke in language of other nations.
在今天来讲，哎，西班牙人听到哎这个大陆来的在讲西班牙话。
In other words, in today's terms, a Spanish-speaking person might hear the Chinese-speaking people speaking Spanish.
哎，在旁边的一个意大利人也听到这个大陆来的这个人在讲意大利话。
And the Italian standing by his side will hear the Chinese people speaking in Italian in the same fashion.
在旁边有一个温州人说：“不是了，他在讲温州话。”
And then someone else from 温州 will say, "No, that is not that is not what they are speaking, but they're speaking in my own tongue."
啊，所以讲起个人的乡音乡谈，就是他们本身的土语。
This means that the people were speaking the languages of the target audience.
因为神的灵运行在他们中间。
Because the Holy Spirit was among them.
神给他们这种口才，就讲起方言来。
God gave them this eloquence, and therefore they spoke in tongues.
所以这是受圣灵的证据。
This is the proof of receiving the Holy Spirit.
我们上回在第十七节的部分特别讲到方言与预言。
In part 17, we spoke about prophecies and speaking in tongues.
方言是什么
？What is to speak in tongues?
方言一般来讲就是地方性的语言，甚至是别国的话。
Normally, when we say tongues, we refer to local languages or the native languages of a certain location.
其实就是所谓的灵言。
But this is nothing else but spiritual tongues.
也就是受圣灵的感动说话。
In other words, to speak out of the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以在当时五旬节圣灵大降的时候，有人听得出来，有的人听不懂。
And therefore, when the Holy Spirit descended in Pentecost, some understood and some didn't.
所以圣灵随即运行在个人身上。
So the Holy Spirit dwells in us according to His own will.
圣灵也随即运行在听的人身上。
And the Holy Spirit also moves those who He is willing to move.
那些从天下各地来的虔诚人就听到，哎，在讲我们家乡的话。
Those who were pious and heard the disciples speak, they heard.The speech in their own tongue.
其实他们是在讲神的话。
But what the disciples were really speaking was spiritual tongues of God.
预言，圣经又说做先知讲道。
The Bible describes to prophesy also as to speaking tongues as a prophet.
所以他讲出来的时候，人家已经听得懂。
Therefore, when they speak, their speech is intelligible.
啊，不需要说啊去翻方言。
And there is no need of interpretation of tongues.
所以一讲人家就懂。
Because when they speak, people can immediately understand.
所以保罗特别在讲到方言跟预言有什么不同。
Therefore, Paul spent some time explaining the difference between prophecy and tongues.
我们今天必须花一点时间在这方面多多来探讨。
And today we need to spend some time researching this topic.
因为受圣灵在目前不同的教会有不同的解释。
Because there are different explanations as to what receiving the Holy Spirit means to each church.
但是不管再怎么解释，要符合圣经。
However, whatever interpretation we choose to abide to, we need to base ourselves on the Bible.
任何解释如果超出圣经，
If any explanation is beyond the Bible,
那就不是神的话。
Then it does not come from God's word.
那是人的话。
Because that comes from the thoughts of men.
甚至是鬼魔的话。
We can even say it comes from Satan.
那因为一个真教会会有神迹随着，而且 会有圣灵同在。
Because there will be signs following a true church as well as the speaking of new tongues.
而且所传的道要合乎圣经。
And the gospel being preached must be according to the Bible.
这是我们来看一个教会是不是真正的教会。
This is what we base ourselves on when we discern whether the church comes from God.
所以所有的解释必须合乎圣经。
Therefore, all the explanations we give must be based on the Bible.
所以方言是什么？所以预言是什么？
So,What is to speak in tongues and what is to prophesy?
现在有很多教会认为信人就受圣灵。
There are many denominations who now believe that the Holy Spirit is given when one believes.
现在有很多教会认为不应该有圣灵。
Many churches say that we should not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那有些教会认为应该有圣灵，但不许讲方言，也不许讲预言。
And some say that we need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but not the speaking in tongues or the prophecy.
那这些认为不应该讲方言的，往往写啊，这是保罗讲的。
Those who reject the speaking in tongues often say that this is what Paul himself said.
保罗有没有真的这么讲
？But does Paul really speak in such a way?
我们来看一下《哥林多前书》十四章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2。
我们从第一节开始读，你们要追求爱，要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。所以这边有人会解释说，哦，那讲道最重要啊，那些讲方言不重要。
So some people read verse 1 and say, well, if we should esteem prophecy highly, then speaking in tongues is not important.
其实不是这个意思。
But this is not what it means.
所以保罗就继续在解释第二节说，那说方言的言不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人听出来，然而在他心里借是讲说各样的奥秘。
That is why Paul in verse 2 says that for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to God, to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries.
所以这边呢、啊，有很多人没有听出来。
So there are many people who misunderstand this.
啊，今天有很多人认为，那我听不懂啊，就是没有造就。
So people interpret this as if I cannot understand what is being said, this does not lead to edification.
我们上回特别提到，我们教会每年都会有传道的讲习班。
We mentioned last time that our church holds evangelical seminars once a year. I'm sorry, pastoral cultivation seminar sessions once a year.
这些当传道、传福音那么多年的，每年还要去受训。
So why is it that the ministers having so much experience need to be trained still?
他们受训的内容对这些传道有没有造就？
And what is the content of their training? Is it edifying to them?
当然有造就。
Of course it is.
那我们一般的信徒，甚至慕道朋友，如果去听的话
，And as for us, normal believers, or even if true seekers go to attend this seminar, then you might not be able to understand right away what is being said.
那个时候你可以说、啊、你听不懂就没造就。
So can you conclude that because you do not understand, that is not edifying?
所以方言、预言都是神安排的。
Therefore, both prophecy and speaking in tongues come from God.
神不会安排没有造就的事。
God will not give us things that do not lead to edification.
神每一样安排都是让人得到造就，让神得到荣耀。
Because everything that he gives us leads to edification and to his glory.
所以方言本来是对神说嘛。
The tongues are meant to be said to God.
神的灵感动人，让人对神说。
The Spirit of God moves us to speak to God in tongues.
讲说各样的奥秘。
To speak mysteries of all sorts.
神知道。
And God knows.
对人有没有造就
？Is it edifying？
第四节说造就自己。
This verse 4 says that it edifies ourselves。
所以那个讲方言的，你有没有得到造就？有，你自己得到造就。
Therefore, if you speak in tongues, are you edified? You certainly are. You yourself are edified.
那如果像五旬节大降的时候，不止这个讲的人得到造就。
So when the Holy Spirit descended in Pentecost, not only those who received the Holy Spirit were edified, but the people who were hearing them beside them, who were God-fearing, were also edified.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们听懂你在讲什么。
Because they understood what they were saying.
不管你讲的是什么话，各种不同国家的人听起来，他们在述说神的伟大。
No matter what worldly language you were speaking, all the nations around those who were praying heard them speaking about the greatness and the marvels of God.
他们在称颂神。
Because they were praising God.
所以在那个情形，不只讲的人得到救，听得懂的人也得到造就。
Therefore, under those circumstances, not only the speakers of the tongues were edified, but also those who managed to understand.
那做先知讲到，我们这边说不需要翻。
It says here that when we prophesy, we do not need interpretation.
所以第三节说，做先知讲到的是对人说，要造就、安慰、劝勉人。
Therefore, verse 3 says that prophecy is for exhortation and for comfort.
所以第四节说，做先知讲道就是造就教会。
Verse 4 says, he who prophesies edifies the church.
所以他一讲，受神的感动，讲出神的话，不用问，大家都直接听得懂。
Therefore, if someone is moved to speak and to prophesy, and he speaks, then everyone can understand and all are edified.
所以在对众人的造就性来讲，保罗说，做先知讲道更有造就。
Therefore, under the context of the edification of the congregation, prophecy is more edifying.
因为讲方言造就自己或造就小部分的人，但是做先知讲道造就整个教会的人。
Because speaking in tongues edifies oneself or a few, but prophesying instead edifies the whole church and the congregation.
所以保罗说，如果有听不懂的，你最好就不要讲方言。
Then Paul says, if someone does not understand the tongues, then do not speak in tongues.
因为那时人在圣灵大降的世代。动不动就讲方言，甚至动不动就做先知讲道。
Because in that period of time when the church was filled with the Holy Spirit, people would spontaneously speak in tongues or prophesy.
所以保罗说你们要程度性的稍微节制一下。
So Paul says that you should relatively have self-control in this regard.
保罗从来没有说听不懂就没造就。
Paul never said if you cannot understand, it is not edifying.
保罗也没有说。说方言没有造就。
Neither did he say that speaking in tongues is not edifying.
所以人在对神说，神的灵让人对神说。
Therefore, when the Holy Spirit moves us to speak to God,
所以是神的灵在人的心里讲说各样的奥秘。
It is the Spirit of God speaking in our hearts about God's mysteries and God's greatness.
这是从神来的。
And this all comes from God.
为什么要排斥？
Why do we reject it?
为什么要说这个不好？
Why do we say that is not good?
为什么要反抗？
Why do we resist?
圣经有说不讲方言比较有造就吗？没有啊。
Does the Bible says that we are more edified without tongues?
圣经说讲方言讲预言都有造就。
The Bible says that both prophecy and speaking in tongues leads to edification.
保罗有没有反对讲方言？
Was Paul against speaking in tongues?
没有啦。
He wasn't.
他只是说，在众人的场合，你讲大家听得懂的预言，比只有部分人听得懂的方言更有造就。
He only encouraged to speak in understandable prophecies because that is more edifying than speaking in tongues that no one can understand.
因为保罗认为在这样情况下可以让更多的人得到造就，尤其那刚进教会的，他知道你在讲什么。
Because Paul wanted everyone to be edified to understand what truth were being spoken in church.
那保罗有没有说不要讲方言？
But did he forbid speaking in tongues?
他有没有说排斥讲方言？
Did he reject speaking in tongues?
没有。
He didn't.
保罗方言讲的都不多。
Did Paul himself speak in tongues?
我们看十八节。
Let us see verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
哥林多前书十四章十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18.
我感谢神，我说方言比你们众人还多。
Verse 18. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all.
所以他从来没有说讲方言不好。
Therefore, Paul never said that speaking in tongues is bad.
他讲方言讲的比别人还多。
Because he himself spoke tongues more than anyone else.
但是他看场合。
But he put this into context.
他为这个事情他感谢神了。
And for this, he even thanks God.
所以 不管讲方言，不管讲语言，都是神从神来的。
So no matter if we are speaking about prophecies or speaking in tongues, this all comes from God.
你不能因为说，哎，我一下子听不懂，哦，这个就没有造就，没有用。
And we cannot conclude because we do not understand that something is not edifying and it is useless.
不要说从神来的。
Don't say that it comes from God.
我们在一般的事上。
When we deal with normal worldly matters.
你一个修文科的，你叫他去看工程方面的书，他也看不懂啊。
If you have a liberal arts major studying an engineering book, he or she would not understand.
你一个学工程的，看这个修文学的讲到如诗如画，他说干什么发疯了。
Conversely, if you ask an engineer to read a liberal arts work, he will say this is all craziness.
因为你还没到那个情境。
Because you are not in that environment.
你还没有进去。
You have not entered into that context.
那你不能说你不懂就没有造就。
So you cannot say that if you do not understand, it is not edifying.
从神来的绝对有造就。
What comes from God will certainly be edifying.
方言预言都是从神来的应许。
And the prophecies and the speaking in tongues all are promises from God.
方言预言都是从神来的证据，让你知道这个教会是不是神所设立的。
They are both signs set up for proof to give a sign that this church was established by God or not.
所以2000年前五旬节圣灵大降的时候，有些人听得懂，哦，他们才称赞神伟大。
Therefore, when 2000 years ago the Holy Spirit descended in Pentecost, some people praised God and magnified Him when they heard the disciples speaking in tongues.
但同时有人说，啊，这些人是喝醉酒了，酒喝多了，他在说胡话了。
At the same time, people said these people are drunk and they are just babbling.
所以当时的情形在今天还存在。
So the situation that occurred back then is now present today with us.
但是今天存在的不是讲方言讲预言的很多，今天存在的是。认为这是喝醉酒的人越来越多了。
But today it is not that there are many who speak in prophecies or who speak in tongues, but many consider that many are drunk.
所以我们来看彼得怎么解释。
So let us see what Peter said about the whole issue.
我们来看使徒行传二章。
Let us see Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传二章。
Acts chapter 2.Verse 14.
使徒行传二章十四节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 14.
彼得十一个使徒站起高声说：“犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐、啊，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。”十五节。
15.
你们想这些人是罪了，其实不是罪，因为时候刚到十五。所以彼得特别在这边向所有的人来讲道。
So here, Peter was standing before the people preaching.
而且很大声地在那边讲啊。
In a loud voice, he said,
所有的人啊。
Men of Jerusalem,
你们应当知道这个是什么回事。
You should know what this is.
侧耳听就是特别注意听啊，要很小心地听啊，这很重要。
Heed my words and be attentive to what I am about to say.
你们认为这些人是喝醉酒了，他说不是了。
You think that these people are drunk, but it is not so.
早上几点啊？怎么不是喝酒的时候吧
？So what time is it? It is the morning. It is not the time to be drunk.
这个是先知耶尔所传的话。
This is the message preached by Prophet Joel.
所以从十七节之后就讲到啊，有的会讲方言啊，有的要讲预言啊，然后会有很多神迹出现。
So in verse 17 and onwards, we see that God says there will be signs and miracles and the speaking of tongues and other marvelous things happening.
所以神的救赎会借着先知来传话，会借着使徒来传话，会借着耶稣基督来传话。
Therefore, the gospel of salvation of God is preached by the prophets, by the disciples, and by Jesus Christ.
会有一些证据，会有一些迹象让我们知道。
There will be some signs and some proof.That we can see.
所以神特别说在末后的日子。
God especially mentions the end times.
末后的日子，也就是这个世界快终了的时候。
The end times are the times close to the end of the world.
根据圣经来讲，主耶稣道成肉身的时候已经是末世了。
According to the Bible, when Jesus came to earth, that time was already considered the end time.
所以主耶稣道成肉身三十多年后又升天。
Therefore, when Jesus Christ was made into flesh and ascended 30 years later,
特别交代门徒在耶路撒冷等候。
He commanded the disciples to await in Jerusalem.
等那个圣灵来了，你们才有那个能力呀。
For when the Holy Spirit comes, you shall be filled with power.
所以他们真的在耶路撒冷等候，在那边祷告，在那边祈求。
So indeed, they remain in Jerusalem, praying and asking to God for the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵降的时候，他们真的讲起方言，讲起别国的话来。
And when the Holy Spirit came, they indeed spoke in tongues and in languages of other nations.
这是神所应许的。
This is the promise of God.
叫着先知来传的。
Which were preached.By the prophets.
也叫着耶稣来跟我们讲，你们要好好等候。
And through Jesus Christ, we were told to await.
神说的必然应验。
And whatever God says shall be realized.
神所说的都是信实的，必然成就。
Because all what God, that God speaks is truth that will come to pass.
所以人的信仰就信神的话，然后耐心等候。
Therefore, our faith consists in believing God's word and waiting patiently.
什么时候会应验这个情景呢？在末后的日子。
So when will these things be realized? It is in the end times.
所以主耶稣升天之后，这个事情真的应验了。
Therefore, when Jesus Christ ascended, this really came to pass.
主耶稣在世上传福音的时候
，When Jesus Christ was preaching on earth,
其实已经讲到圣灵了。
He already mentioned the truth concerning the Holy Spirit.
他说：“我有很多话不跟你们讲。”
He said there are many things I am not telling.
因为现在跟你们讲，你们不明白，你们承担不了。
Because even if I do, you cannot understand and you cannot accept it.
所以只等真理的圣灵来了。
But when the Holy Spirit of truth comes to you,
他要引导你们明白一切的真理，他引导你们进入真理。
He shall lead you into all truth.
因为圣灵不是凭自己在讲话，圣灵要把他所听见的都讲出来。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit does not speak out of itself, but it speaks about the things it hears.
听见什么？听见神所说的。
And what does it hear? He listens to God's word.
讲出来。
And he speaks it out loud.
也要把将来的事情告诉你们。
And he also tells you the things that are to come.
所以圣灵来要荣耀神，要荣耀主耶稣。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit comes to glorify God and glorify Jesus Christ.
所以他们就在耶路撒冷等候。
Therefore, they awaited in Jerusalem as they were told.
等候父所应许的，等候主耶稣所交代的。
They're waiting for the promise of the Heavenly Father and obeying the command of Jesus Christ.
他们真的等到了。
And indeed, the time came.
我们来看《使徒行传》一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听我说过的。”第五节。
Five.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。所以主耶稣特别在讲，你们要接受圣灵的洗啊。
So Jesus said, "You shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit."
在那个时候，只有主耶稣受了圣灵的洗。
At that time, only Jesus Christ himself was baptized with the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣受洗的时候，圣灵仿佛鸽子降下，身上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended on him as in the form of a dove, and there was a voice from heaven saying, "This is my son, to whom I am pleased with."
所以那个时候，门徒还没有受圣灵。
But at that time, the disciples themselves had not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣要他们在耶路撒冷等候。
And that is why Jesus wanted them to wait in Jerusalem.
第八节
Verse 8.
圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，都要在耶路撒冷，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。所以这边耶稣特别在讲，你们不只要受圣灵的洗。
So here Jesus says, not only you shall receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
这圣灵不只要让你们明白真理。
And the Holy Spirit will not only lead you into all truth.
这圣灵还要让你们得着能力。
But the Holy Spirit will also give you power.
所以一个教会一定要有圣灵同在。
Therefore, a church needs the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
今天谁最会讲道？
Who is the best preacher today?
主耶稣啊， 道理本身亲自来讲道，最会讲道。
It is Jesus Christ Himself because He is the truth.
但是他说，哎呦，有些道我还不讲，等圣灵来跟你们讲。
But even so, He said there are some things I'm telling you because when the Holy Spirit comes, He shall reveal you all the truth.
所以那些门徒三年都跟耶稣一天到晚，哎，密集的训练了，跟真神同在，那可以出去传福音的耶稣呢？在等耶路撒冷等。
And therefore, the disciples, only Jesus Christ, thought that they could go out and preach, but they were told instead by Jesus to await in Jerusalem.
没有上头来的能力，没有圣灵在你们身上，不要出去。
Without the Holy Spirit, without the power that comes from above, do not go out and preach.
所以啊，在当时使徒的时代。
And therefore, in the times of the apostles,
我们发觉保罗。遇到信徒的时候会问什么？
We realize what Paul asked the disciples and the believers whenever he met them.
你信的时候受的圣灵没有？
Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
你信的时候如果没有受的圣灵？
If you did not receive the Holy Spirit when you believed,
那你必须要受圣灵。
Then you need to receive the Holy Spirit.
没有受圣灵，就像使徒没有受圣灵一样，你。道理也不懂，也没有能力。
Because the disciples, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you cannot understand the truth, and you are powerless as well.
啊，所以保罗遇到不熟的信徒问，信的时候受了圣灵没有
？Therefore, when Paul met new believers, he asked, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?"
啊，所以保罗在跟我们讲，不是信就受圣灵。
So Paul tells us that believing does not equal receiving the Holy Spirit.
如果信就受圣灵，那就不要问了。
If it were so, then what is the purpose of the question itself?
所以在当时那些人没有受圣灵。
So we can conclude that at the time, those people believed but did not receive the Holy Spirit.
感谢人，那些人很清楚，他知道，我没有受圣灵。
Thank God that these people knew clearly that they didn't have the Holy Spirit.
所以他受的洗只是悔改的洗，还不够完全。
Because the baptism they received is only the baptism of repentance, and they were not perfect still.
所以保罗又为他们施洗。
So Paul baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ.
按手在他们头上。
And then they hands on them.
这一次他们受了圣灵。
And this time they indeed received the Holy Spirit.
怎么知道他们受了圣灵？
How do we know that they received the Holy Spirit?
圣经记载他们就说方言又说异言，一共也有十二个人。
The Bible says that there were 12 that spoke in tongues and prophesied.
所以清清楚楚，明明白白，多少人都知道。
So it is very clear and very evident how many people received the Holy Spirit.
啊，不是在想象当中，不是在感觉当中。
It is not our imagination. It is not an estimation or our emotion.
不是信的时候都受了圣灵。
It is not that we receive the Holy Spirit when we believe.
没有。
It is not so.
这段故事记载在《使徒行传》十九章。
This story is recorded in Acts chapter 19.
离耶稣升天相当一段日子了。
And this happened sometime after Jesus Christ ascended.
圣灵已经大降了。
The Holy Spirit has already come.
但信的人不是信就有了圣灵。
But to those who believe, they might not necessarily have the Holy Spirit.
所以他们后来重新受洗，接受按手，说方言又说预言。
So they were rebaptized and received the laying of hands. They spoke in tongues and they prophesied.
这是神里的应许。
This is the promise granted by God.
这是神里的证据。
This is the evidence given by God.
讲方言、讲预言到底是什么样的证据
？And what kind of proof it is to speak in tongues or to prophesy？
我再次来看哥林多前书十四章。
Let us return to 1 Corinthians chapter 14。
哥林多前书十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14。
哥林多前书十四章二十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22。
这样看来，说方言不是为信的人做证据。乃是为不信的人做先知讲道，不是为不信的人，乃是为信的人。
22. Therefore, tongues are not for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe.
所以，不管方言或做先知讲道，都是做证据。
So no matter if we are talking about speaking in tongues or prophesying, this is all for the purpose of proof.
谁来做证据？
And who is the one who delivers the proof?
神来做证据，神差圣灵来做证据。
It is God who does it through the Holy Spirit.
那做证据的对象呢？
And who is the target of the proof?
说方言是，不是为信的人。
The tongues are not for those who believe.
不是为信的人，但是为那些还没有信的人。
Not for the believers, but for those who are unbelievers.
也就是非信徒。
In other words, those who are not members.
但是在今天来讲。
But in today's term.
这些不信的人，也包括信徒。
These unbelievers also include the members of our church.
因为有太多人，有太多人。不接受方言。
Because there are just too many people who reject the speaking in tongues.
他们不相信这是从神来。
And they do not believe that it comes from God.
所以神用这个方言给这些不信的人一个证据。
Therefore, God gives a sign to these unbelieving people, and this is the speaking in tongues.
我们可以说，人一直不信不信，但是你如果去祷告，祷告到最后，你本身也会讲灵言，也会讲方言。
You can say that if you do not believe but keep on praying, then one day you will speak in tongues as well.
啊、哦，那时候你说啊，真的有神啊，真的是从神来的、啊。
And then you will conclude that God really exists and this comes from God.
啊，我以前一直怀疑，一直抗拒，但现在真的得了圣灵，真的也讲灵言了。啊，这是给你一个证据。
Before I resisted and I was opposed to this, but now, being filled by the Holy Spirit, I have seen the sign.
那做先知讲道是为已经信的人。
On the other hand, prophecy is for those who have believed.
因为这是从神来的话。
Because these words are words that come from God.
神用神的话，在你信了之后，一直来造就你。
In this way, God uses His own words after you have believed to edify you.
你有认为听听？这个人应该不是靠着自己在讲话，乃是靠着神的灵在讲话。
Sometimes you hear a person talk, and you can feel that he or she does not talk by his own wisdom or will, but rather through God's word.
所以这是神给的一个恩赐，做先知讲道。
Therefore, to prophesy is a gift from God.
所以让那些以信的人，哦，这个人特别有恩赐，因为神特别给他做先知讲道的恩赐。
So that believers can see and think that this person speaks out of the gift that was given by God.
所以这都是证据。
And this all serves as evidence and proof.
所以给这些不信的人做证据，在今天来讲，有很多人称呼耶稣为主啊，主啊。
And therefore, this proof leads many to call the Lord, Lord, Lord.
但是他们排斥讲方言。
But they reject the speaking in tongues.
他们不相信先知耶和华所传的。
And they do not believe the message preached by Prophet Joel.
他们不相信主耶稣所交代的。
They do not accept the commission they received from Jesus Christ.
他们认为信的时候就受了圣灵。
Because they think that they received the Holy Spirit when they believed.
不需要讲方言，也不需要讲灵言。
And that they do not have the need to speak in tongues and to prophesy.
甚至反对说方言或说预言。
And furthermore, they are opposed to speaking in tongues or prophesying.
甚至有的人认为说方言或预言不是从圣灵来的。
And there are even those who believe that prophecy and tongues do not come from God.
如果不是从圣灵来的
，If they do not come from the Holy Spirit,
那是从什么灵来的
？Then I ask you, from what kind of spirit does it come from?
有一次跟一个别的教会的朋友谈到这件事。
And there was once when we were talking to a friend from another church.
他一直在说你们祷告的时候这个样子，我觉得不太对。
And he said, I do not think the way you pray is right.
可能有不对的东西。
There might be some things that might need to be adjusted.
然后故意问他是什么东西。
And then very purposefully I asked, what are you talking about?
你是不是想说这是邪啊？
And do you think that this is out of the movement of evil spirits?
他说：“我是有这种感觉。”
He said, I think so.
我特别翻了一段圣经节，跟他一起在圣经里来学习。
And then I shared a Bible verse with him in order to teach him and learn together.
我们也来一起翻这个圣经节。
I also like to share this verse with you.
马太福音十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
马太福音十二章三十一节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31.
所以我告诉你们，人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可得赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵总不得赦免。三十二节。
32.
凡说话干犯人子的，还可得赦免，唯独说话干犯圣灵的，今世来世总不得赦免。 圣经给了那么多的记载。
The Bible records indeed many things.
圣经对讲方言、讲预言给了那么多的记载、说明和证据。
And the Bible spends an, a lot of time to speak about the evidence of prophecy and speaking in tongues.
就是有那么多人不愿意信，不愿意接受。
But still, there are many people who do not want to believe and are not willing to accept this.
甚至排斥。
And there are those who even reject it.
甚至说那是从邪灵来的。
And even those who say that this is an evil spirit.
这是不是亵渎呢？
Is this to, is this blasphemy at all?
主耶稣靠圣灵赶鬼，有人说他是靠鬼王贝西卜在赶鬼。
When Jesus casted out demons, many said that he did it out of the power of Beelzebub, the prince of the devil.
今天神赐圣灵让我们讲方言讲预言。
Today the Holy Spirit gives us to speak in tongues and to prophesy.
那你说是从圣灵来的？
And you say it comes from the Holy Spirit.
Evil spirit.从邪灵来的。
You said it comes from evil spirits.
是不是亵渎圣灵呢？
Is this a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit?
主耶稣特别交代啊。
Jesus himself said.
干犯人子啊。
For those who sin against the Son of Man.
还可以得赦免啊。
There is a pardon for them.
但是，干犯圣灵、亵渎圣灵的。永远得不到赦免。
But for those who sin against the Holy Spirit and speak against the Holy Spirit shall never be forgiven.
所以我跟对方说，你要好好祷告，要好好追求。
Therefore, I told this friend, you need to pray carefully and pursue this in the right manner.
圣经给了这么多的记载、说明和证据，但是你用人的想法、人的思维。
The Bible gives much proof and signs and evidence, but you use your own logic to go about it.
从神来的，你认为是从鬼来的。
This comes from God, yet you say it comes from the devil.
我说以后这个话不能乱讲。
I told him you should be very careful with your words next time.
我想他听进去了。
I think he understood.
所以人不是信的时候就受了圣灵。
Therefore, we do not receive the Holy Spirit when we believe.
圣灵必须用求的。
We need to ask for the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗为门徒施洗按手，其实就是在求圣灵。
Therefore, when Paul baptized the believers and laid hands on them, he was asking for the Holy Spirit.
那今天有人说，哦，信的时候没有受圣灵，但受洗的时候就受了圣灵。
And some people say, well, it is not when you believe that you receive the Holy Spirit, but when you are baptized.
啊，今天有人说，哦，保罗说的当时那些人是。约翰施洗的，但是今天大家都是奉耶稣基督的名在施洗，所以不一样的，所以应该都受了圣灵。
Some people reason that Paul was speaking to those who received the baptism of John the Baptist, but today we are all baptized in Jesus Christ's name. Therefore, we have the Holy Spirit when we are baptized.
啊，这些人就是想尽办法要看在圣经里面能找出一些，哎，不要讲方言，不要讲预言，就是受圣灵，那也不要。特别情形才能受圣灵啊！任何情形都可以受圣灵，他们就是想这样的。
So these people are finding a loophole to prove that you do not have to ask for the Holy Spirit, but you receive it either when you believe or when you are baptized or some other time.
所以我们再来看，在当时圣灵大降的时代，是不是人奉了主耶稣基督的名受洗，就都受了圣灵呢
？So let us take a step further and see whether people receive the Holy Spirit as soon as they are baptized in Jesus Christ.
我们来看一看圣经里面实际的记载，《使徒行传》八章。
Let us see a real example from the Bible, which is recorded.
使徒行传八章。
In Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传八章。
Acts chapter 8.
十五节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 15.
十四节开始哈。
使徒行
传八章十四节。
8:14.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见亚玛撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。十五节，两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要教他们受圣灵。十六节，
16.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受的洗。十七节，
17.
于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。所以这边一个很明确的一个记载。
So this is a very clear recording in regards to this.
这些人信了主。
These people believe in Christ.
领受了神的道。
They accepted the truth.
也奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
And they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
有没有受圣灵？
But did they have the Holy Spirit?
没有。
No.
所以使徒来为他们祷告。
And then when the apostles came and interceded for them.
祷告的目的要叫他们受圣灵。
They were praying in order for them to receive the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣交代门徒在耶路撒冷等候。
Jesus told the disciples to remain in Jerusalem.
等候圣灵。
To wait for the Holy Spirit.
他们怎么等候？
How did they wait?
虔诚的祷告。
They prayed earnestly.
在祷告中圣灵赐下。
And in their in the midst of their prayers, the Holy Spirit was given to them.
保罗为信徒按手，他们说方言说异言。
When Paul laid hands on them, they spoke in tongues and they prophesied.
这边使徒为撒玛利亚人按手，他们就受了圣灵。
And here in chapter 8, the disciples laid hands on the believers and they received the Holy Spirit.
所以按手祷告都是求圣灵。
Therefore, when the Bible says to pray or to lay hands, this means to ask for the Holy Spirit.
有圣经根据。
There is biblical proof.
有圣经记载。
And there is the biblical recording of the matter.
合乎圣经的记载。
According to what is written in the Bible.
神交下这本圣经。
This is how God handed us over the Bible.
里面藏着永生的道理。
And there is the truth of life within the Bible.
里面藏着很多神给的证据。
And there is also the evidence given by God.
里面也跟我们讲怎么求圣灵。
In the Bible, we can find the method of asking for the Holy Spirit.
我们更明确的来看怎么求圣灵。
So let us see how do we do this.
路加福音十一章。
Let's see Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
从第九节之后记载到人的祈求。
From verse 9, we see about asking, seeking, and knocking.
祈求的给你们，寻找的寻见，叩门的给你开门。
For it will be given to you if you seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened to you.
很多人很喜欢这个样子的。
Many people like the reason behind it, reasoning behind it.
啊，有求必应，太好了，这个我要信。
It is great. If I ask, it will be given to me. I want to believe in this.
但是在这当中，主耶稣最主要要讲什么？
But what is really the purpose of Jesus saying this?
讲那个最好的。
He's speaking about that which is best.
最好的是什么？
And what is best?
他做个比例，你们当父亲的。
And Jesus gave the example of a father.
儿子跟你求饼，你会给他石头吗？
Will you give your son a stone if he asks for bread?
跟你求一位拿蛇给他吗？
Will you give him a serpent if he comes to you asking for fish?
求鸡蛋你会给他蝎子吗？
Will you give him a scorpion if he asks for an egg?
他这边说你们尚且不好。
And Jesus said you are being evil.
天下没有不是的父母，但是在神里面父母还是有缺陷的。
In this
还是不完全的。
There are no parents that act like this, but even parents are not perfect.
再怎么样他都想把好的给你。
However, and no matter what, they will try and strive to give the best to their children.
人里的父亲都这个样子，要把最好的给儿子，
if,
给女儿。
The fathers of this world are like this, wanting to give the best to their children.
我们的天父，完全的天父。
Then how about our Heavenly Father who is holy and perfect?
岂不把好东西给儿女呢？
Will he not give that which is good to the children?
所以天父要给我们的好东西是什么？
And what is this good thing, good gift that Jesus wants to give us?
十三节
Verse 13.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给你，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以这是最好的东西，神准备要给我们。
So this is the best thing that God has in store for us.
也就是受圣灵。
Which is to be baptized.By the Holy Spirit.
那这个受圣灵必须用求的。
But in order to receive the Holy Spirit, we need to ask for it.
哦，所以使徒他们的祷告啊，要让他们受圣灵，他们的按手其实都是在求。
So when we consider the prayers of the apostles and their laying of hands, they were actually asking for the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以有的慕道朋友，道理听着听了之后明白。
So some truth seekers, after they hear the truth, they understand.
哎，在家里祷告。
And when they are praying at home,
半夜祷告。
When they are praying in the middle of the night,
照样得圣灵。
They receive the Holy Spirit.
人要睡觉，神永远不睡觉。
Because we need to sleep, but God does not.
神一直在等待着我们，一直在监察着我们。
God is always waiting and watching over us.
为什么不愿意接受圣灵？
Why are you not willing to receive the Holy Spirit?
为什么称呼主啊主啊，但是不接受圣灵？
Why do you call him Lord, Lord, but yet reject the Holy Spirit?
已经叫耶尔来跟你们讲啊，你们会讲预言，这是一个证据。
Joel already came to you, explaining to you that the speaking in tongues is a sign and an evidence given to you.
你们为什么不接受？
Why do you not believe?
耶稣也再三交代啊，这是一个证据。
Jesus also said, "This is the evidence I am giving you."
为什么不接受
？Why do you not accept it?
这是天父所要给你们最好的东西。
This is the best thing the Heavenly Father wants to give you.
为什么排斥抵抗
？Why do you reject? Why do you resist?
要求啊。
We need to ask for it.
要接受。
And we need to willingly.Accept it.
要寻找。
We need to seek.
建立教会一定要有圣灵。
In order to establish the church, we need the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣再三交代。
And therefore,
等候，等候圣灵降临，你们才得着能力。
Jesus repeatedly said, "Remain in Jerusalem until the power from above comes to you."
你们一定要接受圣灵的洗。
Because you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
教会是主耶稣用宝血赎来的。
The church is the body redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣亲自献上自己的身体为殿。
And he gave him his own body as a holy temple.
主耶稣被钉三天后复活。
And after he was crucified, he ascended on the third day.
四十天与门徒谈论神国的事。
And after that, during 40 days, he spoke about the things in the heavenly kingdom.
其实，在谈论。这些门徒将来要怎么去救人？这些门徒将来要怎么去建立教会？怎么借着教会来救人
？What in reality he was talking about was how the disciples would save other souls and establish the church for God's glory.
所以后来主耶稣升天去了。
And then Jesus ascended into heaven.
所以当时的使徒教会，主耶稣一再交代要等候圣灵。
So at that time, Jesus himself always repeatedly asked the disciples to await the coming of the Holy Spirit.
才有能力，才会明白道理。
To have this power in order to lead us into all truth.
所以教会是主耶稣用他的宝血赎来的。
The church is the body redeemed by the blood of Christ.
教会是圣灵来建立、来带领的。
And the church is led and established by the Holy Spirit.
所以在当时的教会，你去跟他注意看。
Therefore, if you closely analyze the situation in the church,
圣灵一直在带领。
You see how the Holy Spirit led them constantly.
圣灵也在看每一位信徒。
How the Holy Spirit was watching over each single believer.
所以亚拿尼亚夫妇想要欺哄圣灵。
So when we see Ananias and Sapphira wanted to cheat on the Holy Spirit.
两个人后来都被圣灵拿掉他们的生命。
Their lives were taken away by the Holy Spirit because of their actions.
今天神没有这么做。
But God does not deal with us in this manner today.
因为神一直在等候我们。
Because He is waiting for us.
有很多人常常觉得，哎，我会灵言祷告，我做了某些坏事，哎，祷告还是很流利啊，所以应该没事。
Many people think I speak in tongues, and even though I did some things that were wrong, I can still speak in tongues quite fluently, so I should be okay.
要怎么样才算有事呢？像亚拿尼亚夫妇马上倒才算有事吗
？So what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for something to happen to you like it happened to Ananias and Sapphira?
犯罪的一定会有事。
If you sin, you can be sure there will be a retribution.
神不以有罪为无罪。
Because God does not consider the innocent guilty.
你曾经借着主耶稣的宝血赦去你的罪。
You were once washed and redeemed.From your sins by the blood of Jesus Christ.
得了圣灵会讲灵言。
And you receive the Holy Spirit, and that is why you speak in tongues.
你如果还是偷偷的犯罪。
But if you still sin secretly.
总告诉自己说，哎，圣灵还在。
And comfort yourself saying that I still have the Holy Spirit.
审判的时候。
And when the time of judgment comes.
圣灵会离开你。
The Holy Spirit will depart from you.
顺从情义的在情义收败坏。
Because those who sow to destruction will reap destruction.
顺从圣灵的才会得到永生。
Those who reap from the Spirit will receive eternal life.
所以不要把神的恩典当作犯罪的理由。
So do not take God's grace as an excuse to sin.
圣灵也在使徒教会当监督。
The Holy Spirit was also an overseer to the Apostolic Church.
所以当时工人的设立都是借着圣灵来设立。
And at the time, all positions and workers were appointed by the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒行传二十章那边二十八节会说圣灵立你们做全情的监督啊。
In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it says the Holy Spirit has made you overseers of the church.
所以工人也是圣灵来设立的。
And therefore we conclude that workers are appointed by the Holy Spirit as well.
所以在当时有些人从犹太下来。
At that time there were people coming from Judea.
他们说如果不受割礼就不能得救，你在听什么都没有，一定要受割礼。
Saying that no matter what you do, no matter in what gospel you believe, if you are not circumcised, you cannot be saved.
所以为了这个事情，保罗与巴拉巴跟他们就纷争辩论了，在教会里面造成了骚动。
So for this reason, Paul and Barnabas debated with them, and there was much conflict within the church.
所以后来他们在耶路撒冷开会。
And then when they have this council meeting in Jerusalem,
是不是人在开会？
Was it a meeting among men?
人在开会，但是圣灵也在那里参加开会。
It was, but also with the presence of the Holy Spirit.
所以当时耶路撒冷大会做出来的决定是怎么样？
So what was the conclusion of the discussion by the Council of Jerusalem?
圣灵定义，是圣灵讲的。
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit decided and spoke.
所以禁戒即偶像的物和血和勒死的牲畜和金银。
To abstain from sexual immorality, things offered to idols and blood.
所以圣灵亲自参加开会，圣灵亲自定义。
So the Holy Spirit himself attended this meeting and drew the conclusion of the meeting.
圣灵也亲自带领传福音的工作。
The Holy Spirit also led the ministry of the preaching of the gospel.
所以保罗、希拉带着提摩太去传福音的时候。
So when Paul and Silas preached the gospel together.
当时福音的事工有没有传开？
Was the gospel spread in this manner?
有。
It was.
为什么？
Why?
因为人数天天加增。
Because believers were added unto them each day.
而且信心坚固。
And their faith was strengthened.
我们来看那一段记载。
Let us see this specific recording.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts 16.
第四节
，verse four，
他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老守规定的使条规交给门徒遵守。第五节，于是众教会信心耶和华坚固，人数天天加增。所以这边看呢、啊，耶路撒冷大会这个规条，讲下来大家都很清楚啊、愿意接受。教会信心坚固，人数天天加增。
So we see here that when the apostles went, proclaiming the decree as a conclusion of the Council of Jerusalem, their faith was strengthened and the number of believers was increased daily. And therefore, they wanted to go to Asia Minor to preach the gospel.
第六节
Verse 6.
圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.
第七节
7.
到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往比顿尼去，耶稣的灵却不行。
Here that after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
所以在福音事工很发展、很兴旺的时候，你一定认为有神通工啊，所以往哪边去，往哪边去。圣灵不足呢，耶稣的灵也不许啊。
So at the apex of the ministry of the gospel, you might think that wherever we want to go, the Holy Spirit will abide with us so that we can preach the gospel. But here it says that the Spirit did not permit them.
因为那是人的意思，不是神的意思。
Because that came out of the will of man, not out of the planning coming from God.
今天在教会有很多人一看福音怎么样，我就认为怎么样，一定有神同工。
Today many people see the church and analyze the situation of the gospel and say this or that will come to pass because God is with us.
在神同工中还要走神的路吗？
Even if God is abiding with us, we need to walk on His way.
不要想另外开路，不是神要的。
Do not open up a new way for yourself because that is not the will of God.
所以圣灵不许，耶稣的灵也不许。
So the Holy Spirit did not allow it, and the Spirit of Jesus Christ did not permit it either.
那这边也不能去，那边不能去哪里？夜间 异象见于保罗。
So not being able to go to these places, what would they do?
啊，有一个马其顿人站着求他，哎呀，到我们这边来帮助我们啊，来这边传福音啊，来这边讲道理啊。
In the night, they saw a vision of a Macedonian pleading, to the apostles to come to them to preach the gospel.
啊，所以神会开路。
Therefore, God shall open a way.
这边不让你去，那边不让你去，那会让你知道往哪边去，往马其顿去。
If you are not allowed to go this way or that way, He will tell you that the way to go is to Macedonia.
神安排他的羊在那边等候。
Because God has set up His flock there, waiting for you to
come. 神安排他的那羊在那边要听候工人的声音，听候主的声音。
He has prepared the sheep there to listen to the voice of the workers and the preachers of the word.
很多人都认为哦，圣灵只是一个想象。
Many people think that the Holy Spirit is merely an illusion.
只是一个灵啊，是看不见的、摸不到的。
It's an invisible and intangible spirit.
其实受圣灵是看得见，是摸得到的。
But in reality, you can see and know when someone receives the Holy Spirit.
圣灵怎么参加开会
？How does the Holy Spirit partake in this meeting?
怎么知道圣灵不虚？怎么知道耶稣的灵不准
？How do we know that it was the Holy Spirit that forbid us to do this and did not permit us to do that?
是人的想象假借圣灵的名吗
Misuse the name of the Holy Spirit to justify our own thoughts.
不是的。
It is not so.
那是一个真神的教会，因为圣灵设立，圣灵带领，圣灵在监察。
This is true because this is the church that was established by the Holy Spirit and was being overseen by the Holy Spirit itself.
所以我们再来看一两个圣经节，在当时的圣灵是怎么差派工人。
So let us see some examples in the Bible how the Holy Spirit sent workers.
因为曾经有一位慕道朋友，我们在分享的时候，他特别提出问题。那圣灵怎么跟他们讲话
？There was once when a truth seeker asked us as we were sharing the truth. So how did the Holy Spirit actually talk to them?
所以我们来看圣灵怎么跟他们讲话，好不好
？Let us find some answers in the Bible.
使徒行传八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
29节 使徒行传八章29节，圣灵对腓力说：“你去贴近那车走。”
Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot."
所以圣灵跟腓力讲话哦。
So the Spirit actually talked to Philip.
真的对话咯。
Indeed, they had a dialogue.
所以在他们受洗之后，怎么样？我们看一下。39节，从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他，就欢欢喜喜的走过。
So let us see what happened. In verse 39 says that the spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more.
这是真的，神的灵在带领，真的神的灵在动工。
This is indeed the works of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们来看神怎么差彼得去跟哥尼流。他们讲到
Let us also see how the Holy Spirit sent Peter to preach to Cornelius.
我们看一下十章
Let us turn to chapter 10.
使徒行传十章
Acts chapter 10.
从九节之后记载到，哎，神一直用异象让彼得看到。
From this night onwards, we see that God made Peter see visions.
啊，有一块大布，有四角，上面有数足的走兽和昆虫，天上的飞鸟。
And there was this cloth tied on four corners that was laid down with all kinds of creatures in it.
十三节有声音跟他说：“彼得起来，宰了吃。”
Verse 13, there's a voice that said to Peter, "Rise, kill and eat."
所以这神来的声音开始在跟他对话。
So this is the voice of God talking to Peter.
三次用异象给他看。
And he saw this vision three times.
所以十七节。彼得心里正在猜疑，哎，这些东西不能吃，怎么叫我吃
？In verse 17, Peter was conflicted, thinking that these things I should not eat. What does this mean?
所以在第二次，神所决定的不可当作食物。
So God then told him, "Do not see as profane the things that were sanctified by God."
其实在讲这些外邦人啊。
And God was referring actually to Gentiles.
借着基督可以得蒙救赎啊。
Through Jesus Christ can receive salvation.
这是神福音的奥秘啊。
This is the mystery of the gospel of Christ.
神不是单单救以色列人啊，神要救所有的人。
God did not only come to save Israelites, but all mankind.
神不是救肉体的以色列人。
And God does not come to save those who are Israelites in flesh.
神要救所有属灵的以色列人。
But instead, He comes to save all spiritual Israelites.
神所应许的是这些属灵的以色列人，同盟应许。
The promise given up by God is for all Israelites who are Israelites in the spirit.
所以十九节记载，彼得还思想那异象，就是圣灵向他说，有三个人来找你。
And therefore, in verse 19, it says, when Peter was pondering upon the vision, three men came to look for him.
所以当时真的是圣灵在带领。
So at the time, indeed, they were led by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵给能力。
And they were granted power by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带领他们进入真理。
The Holy Spirit led them into all truth.
圣灵带领他们去传福音。
And the Holy Spirit sent them out to preach.
圣灵带领他们去来开一场布道会。
The Holy Spirit was with them when they opened up a service.
圣灵带领他去跟太监讲话。
The Holy Spirit sent them to preach the eunuch.
那才是一个真正的教会。
This is what we call a true church.
看得到，摸得到，神的灵真真正正、活生生的同在。
Indeed, the Holy Spirit is living, which we can see, we can touch, and we can grasp.
这是我们寻找真教会的第一个条件。
This is the first condition for us to seek a true church.
必须有圣灵同在。
The church must have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
第二个条件呢？
Let's talk about the second condition.
主耶稣说，信的人必有神迹随着。
Jesus said there will be signs and wonders following those who believe.
我们下午继续来探讨这个题目。
Which we will talk about in the afternoon.
我们一起来唱诗四十六首。
Let us sing hymn 46.
在信仰的路上，在信仰的路上
，As we walk on the way of our faith，
主耶稣要救我们
，And Jesus wants to save us。
魔鬼不要我们得救
，But Satan is just willing for us to be saved。
当你接近一个真教会的时候，魔鬼想弄瞎你的心眼
，And when you draw near to the true church， Satan wants to blind you。
所以你不能靠自己的能力来走这条信仰的路。
Therefore, trust not in your own understanding and your power when you want to walk in the heavenly way.
必须有圣灵同在。
You must rely on the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
让你明白真理，让你有能力，让你可以有属灵的看见。
So that you can understand the truth and have power and have spiritual sight.
我们现在要一起来做祷告。
We will now do the concluding prayer.
我们看一下罗马书八章。
Let us see Romans chapter 8.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
我们从二十五节开始读。
Let us see from verse 25.
罗马书八章二十五节。
Romans 8:25.
但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。二十六节。
26.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
27.
所以我们要看那个。属灵里的，不要看属肉的。
So let us set our eyes on things that are spiritual, not on things of the flesh.
神的灵会帮助我们有属灵的看见。
The Holy Spirit will help us to have spiritual sight.
神的灵也要帮助我们祷告。
And it will help us and aid us in our prayer.
我们不知道怎么祷告。
For we do not know how to pray.
我们总是要求自己怎么样怎么怎么样。
And we are only seeking after our own things.
但是天父要把最好的给我们。
But the Heavenly Father wants to give us that which is best.
让我们得圣灵。
So that we can receive the Holy Spirit.
天父要用他的灵来帮助我们祈求。
The Father wants us to pray, and He will help us to pray through the Holy Spirit.
这就是灵言祷告的奥秘。
This is the mystery of the prayer in tongues.
所以第一次参加聚会的，我们一起。闭着眼睛，然后双手合十跪下。
So for those who come to visit us for the first time, when we pray, we first close our eyes and clasp our hands, and we kneel down.
念哈利路亚赞美主。
Repeatedly, we praise God, saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
已经得到圣灵的会讲出你所听不懂的。
Those who have received the Holy Spirit would speak in tongues that you cannot understand.
这是神的灵亲自在为我们祈求。
This is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit as pleading for us to God.
我们不一定听得懂。
We might not understand it.
但是祷告本是对神祈求。
But when we pray, we are still asking God.
神的灵亲自帮我们祈求。
And it is the Holy Spirit itself that is pleading to God on our behalf.
就好像神的灵在安排。彼得去讲道。
In the same way that the Holy Spirit planned for Peter to preach.
就好像神的灵在安排腓力去跟太监传福音。
In the same way that the Holy Spirit sent Philip to preach to the eunuch.
所以信神，信主耶稣，要信他所应许、所安排的圣灵。
So if we believe in God and we believe in Jesus Christ, we might also believe in the Holy Spirit that was given to us.
我们用很平常、很喜乐的心跪下来，虔诚的祷告。
Let us pray in a very godly manner with a heart of joy and peace.
2000年前，神赐给使徒的圣灵大将。
2000 years ago, the Holy Spirit that was given to the apostles.
今天还要给我们。
Is also present here to with us today.
只要你肯把心门打开。
If you only open wide the doors of your heart.
只要你肯祈求。
If you are willing to ask for the Holy Spirit.
只要你肯寻找。
If you are willing to seek.
寻找的神要让你寻到。
God will make you find what you were looking for.
叩门的神要给你开门。
For He opens to those that knock.
圣灵现在就在叩你的心门。
The Holy Spirit is at this moment knocking on the door of your heart.
打开你的心门。
So open the door of your heart and receive it.
让他进来。
So that He can enter.
让他充满我。
So that He can fill you.
我们一起跪下来。
Let us pray together.